Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Hello, and welcome to our second episode of Dragonfly Tales. My name is Emily,
and this is Leo.
Hello.
And each episode, we will tell you a story from around the world and give you a fun activity to do at home. A huge thank you to everyone who has listened and subscribed to our podcast so far. Please leave us a review and let us know what stories you would like to hear from us.
So, Emily, what's the story today?
Well, Leo, our next story is a tale of injustice and thievery.
It sounds intense.
It does, but it's not really. This story is a Turkish story. Do you know how to speak Turkish, Leo?
I can say hello. Merhaba.
Merhaba, Leo.
And I can say once upon a time.
Wow, and that's a great way to start the story too.
Bir varmış, bir yokmuş.
Once upon a time. Once upon a time, there was a little ducky.
Aww.
And he lived on a farmyard with a little old lady and lots of other animals. But they had no money.
Oh.
And they were often very hungry, and Ducky's tummy rumbled. Can you put your hand on your tummy and give it a rub and say, hungry?
Hungry.
Well, one day, Ducky was out in the farmyard looking for something to eat. And you know how duckies move? They've got a strange waddly thing they do. Can you do a waddle waddle, Leo? Let's go. Waddle waddle. Waddle waddle. Very nice. And he was pecking around in the grass. So let's put them both together. Waddle waddle, peck peck. Waddle waddle, peck peck. And suddenly he spied something glinting in the long grass. It was a brilliant, shiny diamond.
Ooh.
And Ducky thought, if I take this diamond to my little old lady, she can buy food for all the animals and will never be hungry again. Hooray!
Hooray! Wow, what a good guy.
But at that moment, someone else spied the diamond. The evil Sultan. Now let me tell you something about this guy. He was so big and so fat. And he had such an enormous fat bottom that it took three soldiers to hold up his trousers.
What if he bottom burped?
Well, I think his trousers might have fallen down.
Oh.
And he walked like this, all wobbly like jelly. Hom dom, dibby dibby dom, hom dom, dibby dibby dom. And the evil Sultan, he spied little Ducky's diamond, and he rubbed his hands together with glee. Oh, ho, 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 ho. I want that diamond. Soldiers!
Attention!
I want you to get that diamond from the ducky and take it all the way back to my palace and throw it in my treasure room, for it is now mine.
Boo! What a bad guy!
I agree. And so the soldiers caught Ducky and they took his diamond and they took the diamond all the way back and they locked it in the treasure room with all the Sultan's other diamonds. Now, how do you think Ducky felt after they stole his diamond?
Sad.
He was a little bit sad, but he also felt something else.
Angry.
A little bit angry. And Ducky decided he was going to go to the palace and get his diamond back.
Hooray! What a good duck.
And so Ducky flew all the way to the palace. Are you ready to fly, Leo? Flying, flying, flying through the sky. flying, flying, flying way up high, and we're landing. Ooh! Ducky landed on the windowsill of the palace, and he looked inside, and the evil sultan was having his dinner. Do you know what he was having for dinner?
Spaghetti bolognese.
Indeed he was. And because he was a sultan, he wasn't using a knife and fork to eat it. Do you know how he was eating his spaghetti bolognese?
With his fingers.
You guessed it. So get your fingers ready. We're going to stick them in the bowl of spaghetti bolognese. We can eat however we want because we're the evil sultan. You ready? One, two, three. Oh, Lord! And all of the spaghetti bolognese, all the bolognese sauce went all over his beard and the spaghetti got stuck up his nose. But he didn't care because he was a sultan. He could eat however he wanted. Let's go again. One, two, three. And so Ducky had to shout quite loud to get the sultan's attention. Do you know what he shouted?
Quack, quack, quack. I want my diamond back.
And when the sultan heard the ducky shouting on the windowsill, he turned to look and he was furious.
Oh, it's that ducky. Where are my soldiers?
Attention!
Now listen to me. I want you to take that ducky and I want you to throw him into a well full of water and he will sink all the way down and he will drown and then he will die.
Boo! What a bad ducky.
Indeed. And so the soldiers caught Ducky and they threw him into a well deep with water and Ducky sank down, 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 down. But it's all right.
Really?
Yeah, it's all right. Because there's something about Ducky I forgot to tell you. Ducky's got a magic tummy.
Really?
And when Ducky was sinking down, down, down in the deep well, he took his little wing and he put it on his tummy, just as you're putting your hand on your tummy now. And then he rubbed his tummy and he said the magic words. Come, my magic tummy. Can you say that? Come, my magic tummy. Drink up all the water. And Ducky drank up all the water in the well. Are you ready? Let's go. He drank up all the water in the well until his belly was sloshing and sloshing about. And then he flew all the way back to the Sultan's palace and landed on the windowsill. And this time, the Sultan had finished his spaghetti bolognese and he was having some dessert. What do you think he was having?
Ice cream.
What kind of ice cream do you think he was having?
Chocolate.
Chocolate ice cream. Because he's a Sultan, he can have any flavour he wants.
Vanilla.
Vanilla ice cream in the bowl.
Strawberry.
Strawberry ice cream goes in the bowl.
Pistachio.
Pistachio ice cream goes in the bowl.
Sushi.
Sushi ice cream goes in the bowl. Any flavour he likes. Bubblegum flavour, blueberry flavour. And because he was a sultan, did he eat it with a spoon?
No.
He's going to eat it with his fingers. So get ready, get your fingers ready. Here we go. Into the ice cream bowl. We're going to gobble it up, gobble it up. And...
Brain freeze!
Brain freeze! And so Ducky had to shout very, very loud to get the Sultan's attention. Do you remember what he had to shout?
Quack, quack, quack! I want my diamond back!
Good shouting. When the Sultan heard the duck on the windowsill shouting, he turned and he was furious.
Oh, that ducky! Where are my soldiers?
Attention!
I told you to throw that ducky into a well of water. Did you throw him into a well of water?
Yes, sir.
Then what is he doing on my windowsill? No, I don't want any excuses. I want you to take that duck and I want you to throw him into a huge burning fire. And the fire will burn him and he will die.
Boo! What a bad guy.
And so the soldiers caught Ducky and they threw him into a big burning fire, but it's all right.
Are you sure?
Yes, it's all right. Because Ducky's got...
a magic tummy!
And when the flames were getting nearer and nearer to his little feathers, Ducky put his little wing on his tummy, just as you've put your hand on your tummy, and he rubbed his tummy and he said the magic words. Come, my magic tummy.
Come, my magic tummy.
Spit out all the water. And so he spat out all the water over the fire. We ready? Let's go. And the water put out the flames and Ducky wasn't burned. Hooray! Yay! But instead he flew all the way back to the Sultan's palace and he landed on the windowsill. And this time, because the Sultan had... What did he have first to eat?
Spaghetti bolognese.
And then what did he have to follow that?
Ice cream.
And now he's had so much to eat, he's a little bit tired, so he's having a bit of a Sultan's nap. That's right, so Ducky's going to have to shout really loud to wake up this Sultan. Are we ready?
Quack, quack, quack! I want my diamond back!
And the Sultan woke up with a start. What was that noise? And he looked at the windowsill and he saw the duck on the windowsill and he was not happy at all. Oh! It's that ducky! Where are my soldiers?
Attention!
I thought I told you to throw that ducky into a huge burning fire.
I did, sir.
Then why is the ducky on my windowsill?
No,
I don't want any excuses. I want you to take that duck and I want you to throw him into a hive full of angry buzzing bees. And the bees will sting him all over and he will die.
Boo! What a bad guy.
And so the soldiers took Ducky and they threw him into a hive full of bees, and the bees were getting angrier and angrier.
Well, to be fair, somebody did just throw a duck into their house.
Good point. And all the bees were getting closer and closer to Ducky with their stingers out, coming to sting him. But it's all right.
Really?
It's all right, because Ducky's got...
A magic tummy!
And as the bees were getting closer and closer to Ducky, he put his little wing on his tummy, like you're putting your hand on your tummy. And he rubbed his tummy and said the magic words,
come, my magic tummy.
And again, come, my magic tummy.
Eat up all the bees!
And he ate up all the bees like this. Yum, 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 yum. And all the bees were still alive in his tummy, all swarming around like this. But they didn't sting his tummy. Why not?
Because it's magic.
Because it's magic. And then Ducky went flying all the way back to the palace and he landed on the windowsill. And when he looked in, you'll never guess what the evil Sultan was doing. He'd eaten his spaghetti bolognese.
Oh.
He'd had his...
ice cream.
And then he'd had a...
nap.
And now the Sultan was on the loo having a stinky poo.
Yuck!
And so Ducky had to shout really loud to get the Sultan's attention while he was having a poo on the loo. Do you remember what he has to shout?
Quack! 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 I want my diamond back!
And the Sultan, he heard the ducky from the windowsill and he quickly flushed the chain and he pulled up his trousers. Oh! It's that ducky! Where are my soldiers?
Attention!
Soldiers, I thought I told you to throw that duck into a hive full of bees!
I did!
Then why is the ducky on my windowsill?
I don't know.
No, I don't want any of your excuses. Let me think now. I must get rid of him once and for all. I can't think. I need some ideas. What shall we do with a ducky?
Chuck him in a volcano.
Chuck him in a volcano. That's a good idea. No. It needs to be better than that. Give me another
one. Kick him into space.
Kick him into space. That's quite good, actually. No, I need another one.
Cook him and make him a roast dinner.
Ah, roast duck! What an excellent suggestion! No, it's still not good enough. I've got it! Do you remember my enormous fat bottom?
Yes, sir. Yes, how could I forget, sir?
Well, I want you to get that ducky. I want you to open up my enormous trousers, put the ducky in my trousers, for I am going to sit on him and I'm going to squash him.
Boo, what a bad guy.
And so the soldiers caught ducky and they opened up the Sultan's disgusting smelly poo-poo trousers.
Yuck.
And they put ducky inside the trousers right next to the Sultan's enormous spotty bottom. But it's all right.
Are you sure?
It's all right. Because ducky's got
a magic tummy.
And when poor ducky was in the trousers right up next to the Sultan's pooey bottom, he put his little wing on his tummy. And he rubbed his tummy the way you're rubbing yours. And he said the magic words. Come, my magic tummy. Come, my magic tummy. Then he said, spit out all the bees. And he spat all the bees out into the Sultan's trousers like this. Of Ducky's tummy into the Sultan's trousers, and they started swarming around angrily, closer and closer to the Sultan's bottom. But the Sultan had no idea. He was singing happily, I'm gonna squash the ducky, I'm gonna squash the ducky, I'm gonna squash the ducky, when the bees began to sting his bottom. I'm gonna squash the... Oh! What was that? Never mind, here I go. I'm gonna squash the... Oh! Another bee sting. What on earth was that? I'm gonna... Oh! Oh! Ow! Oh! Ow! Oh! This... Ow! What? What? My... What? Ow! Ow! My... My... Ow! Oh, my bottom! Where are my soldiers?
Attention!
Open up the trousers! Get the ducky out of my trousers!
Yes, sir!
And when the soldiers opened up the trousers and took Ducky out, all of the angry bees swarmed away. And the Sultan's bottom had never been more sore. Bring the ducky to me. I tried to drown you in a well and you wouldn't drown. I tried to burn you in a fire and you wouldn't burn. I tried to sting you to death with bees and you made the bees sting my bottom. Soldiers!
Attention!
There's only one thing left to do with this duck. Go to the treasure room and give him back his diamond!
Yay!
And so the soldiers went and they opened up the Sultan's treasure room and they got Ducky his diamond and they gave it back to him. That's good, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
But then guess what?
What?
They forgot to close the treasure room door.
Ooh.
The Sultan went off in a Sultan sulk and the soldiers went off about their duties and Ducky went into the treasure room and he saw all the gold and the silver and the diamonds and the rubies and the emeralds that the Sultan had been hoarding for himself, while the people of the land had nothing at all. And one last time, Ducky put his little wing on his tummy, like you've got your hand on your tummy, and he said, come, my magic tummy.
Come, my magic tummy.
Eat up all the
treasure.
And Ducky ate up all the Sultan's treasure like this. Yum 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 yum. And then he went flying all the way back to the little old lady. Are we ready to fly?
Flying, flying, flying through the sky. Flying, flying, flying way up high.
And we're landing.
Ooh.
Ducky land.
landed in the farmyard, and then Ducky went... and he threw up all the Sultan's treasure, and then he gave some to the little old lady, and then he gave some to all the people of the land. He gave some to you, Leo, and some to you, 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 and so that everyone had a little piece of treasure, and no one was ever hungry again.
Even you?
Even me! And they all lived, as so they should,
happily ever after.
The end. So, did you like that story, Leo?
Yes, it was fantastic.
And what was your favourite bit?
I liked it when the bees stung the Sultan's bottom.
That was really funny, wasn't it? Do you think he deserved it?
Yeah.
Definitely. Now, every episode after I tell the story, we have an activity for the listeners to do at home. So, Leo, have you got a fun activity for our listeners to do?
Yes, I have. So, because the story was about a duck with a magic tummy, it got me thinking about other little birds and their hungry tummies.
Oh, how sweet.
And I thought it might be fun to make our own bird feeder.
Bird feeder, excellent.
And we can make it using an old plastic bottle. That way, we're caring for nature and looking after the planet by recycling.
That's a fantastic idea. So, what do we need to make a bird feeder?
You will need a plastic drink bottle, about 500 mils, two pencils, some garden wire or string, some wild bird seed mix, a pair of scissors, and a grown-up to help.
Lovely. And so, what do we do next?
Wait, here's an important safety warning before we start.
Okay.
Please don't do this activity if you're allergic to nuts, and be careful with knives and scissors. Ask a grown-up if you need help.
That's good advice, Leo. So what do we do?
Firstly, make two holes in the bottle, opposite each other, about 4 centimetres from the bottom. These are for the first pencil perch.
What's a perch?
It's where the little birds will stand.
Oh, I see.
Then make two more holes, the same way but a bit lower down, opposite each other for the second pencil perch. Then put two pencils through at 90 degree angles. Now make two feeding holes a bit higher than the perch on each side, so the birds can reach the seeds. Make the holes a little bit bigger than the bird seed. Make a few more holes in the bottom of your feeder to allow any rainwater to drain away.
Why do you need to do that?
Because if you don't, all of the seeds will get wet and they will get mouldy. And just like us, birds don't like mouldy food.
Fair enough.
Then make two small holes near the top of the bottle. This is for attaching the wire or string so you can hang your bird feeder. Remove the lid and fill the bottle with bird seed. Then hang it outside on a tree or a feeding stand. All you have to do now is wait for the hungry birds.
Oh, Leo, that's brilliant. So you can find a link to the bird feeder instructions in the episode notes. And please remember to subscribe and leave us a review, telling us what stories you like to hear or showing us some pictures of your excellent bird feeders. You have been listening to Dragonfly Tales with Emily and Leo.
We hope you enjoyed our podcast and we'll be back with another story soon. But until then, Grosmek Uzum.
We hope to see you again soon. Bye! Dragonfly Tales podcast is brought to you by Tales from the Dragonfly. Come and follow our Facebook page, Tales from the Dragonfly. Find us on Instagram at mdragontales and on Twitter at Tales from the DR1.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.